Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay. All right. Here we are in overtime. To make this a little brief, got to get to Las Vegas tonight. No, John, how do you think today's mainstream media would treat Abraham Lincoln if he was our current president?
It's a great question. Look, his media hated him. He was disrespected widely. I don't think he probably would have been elected right now. He told a lot of jokes that were deeply inappropriate. People got pissed off at him. But that was a tool, right? He spoke in parables. He was trying to reach people where they were. Lincoln was a huge consumer of media. He was obsessed with newspapers, but he got a lot of grief, and we forget that. You know, we forget how many people hated Lincoln at the time. He did the difficult things, and we could still learn a hell of a lot.
How tall was he?
6'4".
In that year, that must have been almost like being a 7-footer.
Yeah.
Right?
And he wore a stovepipe hat to highlight it, too. He hung a lantern on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that probably would have got him elected, just that. Don't they always go for the tall guy?
You know what's weird? I kept finding in my book, people kept on commenting when they met Lincoln. They kept saying, he's the ugliest man I ever met. They kept saying it. It's terrible. But then when he started speaking and telling stories and connecting with people emotionally, something beautiful happened.
Okay.
Wow.
How has the successful school board recall bolstered the... Boudin, right? Is that how you pronounce that name?
Yes.
Chesa Boudin. Now, that's who we're talking about. That's the DA in San Francisco. How has the board recall affected that? Is, I guess, the question. I don't know what this question
In my view, it's given... we just passed a school board recall. We recalled 3 members of the Board of Education in San Francisco. And I think it's shown the prevailing... of common sense and core values over radicalism. They were more worried about renaming schools than making sure that the children returned back to in-person learning. And so I think parents and residents of San Francisco have said, look, these radical, extreme ideas are not going to work for us anymore.
What do you think about the masks with the kids? I mean, is it not time to chuck that?
Having a 5-year-old in school right now, I would like to see them go.
Yeah. That's interesting. But they don't need them. Kids are the least vulnerable. And, I mean, to make these little children into Howie Mandels is what you're doing. No, it's true. You're creating a generation of Howie Mandels, of little germ paranoid munchkins. It's so ridiculous, it's been
a huge chunk of their lives. I mean, we've got young kids.
Especially when they are young. I mean, that's the first thing they remember, and it's going to get imprinted on them. And it's just, I mean, kids are gross to begin with. You got to let them be gross. What? Right?
Maybe they think
they need also to get germs in their body. Of course, there are ones you can't get in your...
Point.
It's true.
One of the reasons the whole vaccine...
It's how you get healthy is you live in the world with the... You can't live in a world by getting rid of all germs or avoiding them.
Of course not.
It's
insane. But it's also the reason we've been the vaccine debates are so incredibly dumb because we've been doing mandatory vaccines for public school kids forever, for polio. This is not any different. It's just what we need to deal with.
Well, it could be different if they are less vulnerable to it. that killed are vulnerable to polio. They're not that vulnerable to this one. That's been true from the beginning. Of course, anybody can get anything at any time. That's possible. But we always have to go by the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving on, because I got to leave. Oh, Katrina, you mentioned on Twitter that you were interned for P.J. O'Rourke. P.J. O'Rourke, one of my faves, died this week.
So
frequent guest on this show.
P.J. O'Rourke.
What's one of your most favorite memories? I hope you have great memories.
I do have great memories.
I was me too.
No,
10 times. No.
I mean, I was an intern at National Lampoon.
And they were nice.
He was great. We did the high school yearbook together, and then we did a mock. You'll like this. We did a mock issue of High Times, which is buried somewhere. I want to find that. But he took a very important role.
I thought High Times was a mock issue of High Times.
He took a very important role. It was like Higher Times.
He was great. P.J. O'Rourke was great. I've said this many times publicly on this show and anywhere else to anybody who will listen. P.J. does not get the credit he deserves for establishing an entire brand of humor.
He did.
It was more than just what he did. When he edited that National Lampoon, the National Lampoon became Saturday Night Live.
It did.
Okay? There's a whole way of doing comedy that really sprung from guys like P.J. O'Rourke, and prominently P.J. O'Rourke. He was one of my faves. Anyway, thank you, folks.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to hbo.com.